Omaha and Counts Bluffs, a beautiful day, and it is Jazz Appreciation Month here at Omaha Public Radio, KIOS FM. And, you know, we've been doing this for over 30 years, bringing in local talent and talking about what's been going on in the jazz community here and supporting it and everyone supporting us. And that's what Jazz Appreciation Month is all about. And, well, we do it all year, so it's not anything out of the ordinary. But today we have two special guests, Bill Wimmer and Joey Galizia. Going to be talking about Bill's new CD. It's called Project Omaha, released under his name, and here they are. Bill, hi, how you doing? Let's see if this microphone will pick up here. You might have to move it a little bit closer.
How's that?
No, there
Is
you
that
go.
Better?
That's better. Yeah.
Okay.
You guys will have to. It's a small studio, but
that's okay.
We'll get through this. Joey Galizia, everyone knows Joey. Joey is here, and I understand, Joey, you're leaving for Europe tomorrow, so we have to kind of get you in here and talk about this new project.
Well, thanks for having us, and it's a pleasure to be here and a pleasure to talk about this great project that we had a chance to work on.
I understand. I was looking at the liner notes back when this we got our copy back in January that Tony Galizia, this was kind of his vision or he came up with the idea to – Put all this together?
It was Tony and myself.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. And this was, now you guys have known each other for many, many years. How did it take so long, or why did it, how did it come together in Vail the way it did? It was recorded in Vail, Colorado.
I suppose it took so long because a lot of times you put things off.
Yeah.
And musicians are fairly good at that, and people get busy. And it was hard to focus on targeting a date. And Tony's incredibly busy.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's as busy as anybody I've ever seen playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he often plays 3 gigs a day. Very often. That's a real common day for him to play 3 gigs.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe even to play 2 or 3 gigs and teach that day.
Now, he's based in Vail, isn't he?
He's based out of Vail for the last 15?
Yeah, more than 15, about 18 years ago, he made the move and thought he would give it a try. He'd always loved to vacation in that area, and it is gorgeous there. And it took him about a year to get himself situated. He was making a lot of trips back and forth from Omaha to Vail, Colorado. But once he got his foot in the door and people started hearing his style of jazz and his personality, he really took off and is very, very popular up there and does great.
So the new CD is titled Project Omaha. We've been playing it here on this station, of course. Some of the other players on here, Dave Stryker. Everyone knows Dave. He comes back a couple times a year and plays here. He's on guitar. Tony Galizia on keyboards and sings on the CD. Mark Luby on bass. Victor Lewis, the great Victor Lewis, on drums. Joey playing percussion. And Bill, you're handling the saxophone work on here. Talk about the song selection on here. It's quite a broad range of material.
Well, we wanted a broad range of material without trying to sound like, oh, we did a fast one, let's do a slow one.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I think, Dave and Tony and I picked the songs. I suppose maybe I picked the bulk of them, but we had input from everyone, and we tried to pick music that would showcase the band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, it's everyone gets a chance to play here and show what they've got. And of course, I mean, this is like an all-star group of Omaha talent, really. I mean, you guys have been, I mean, you've all known each other for so long. It's almost like if you hadn't seen each other for a long time, you could probably just get into a room and just everything just
yes
moves right into the groove.
Yes, and that's pretty much the way that this record happened, too. We got together in Vail, Colorado, and got into one of the condominiums and had a little rehearsal that evening, kind of ran through the material, and then did 2 nights of live recording, and everything came off great. We were all really excited to play, and it really shows on the CD that there was a lot of excitement, a lot of spontaneity there. It was not a lot of things that were run into the ground, like what happens in a lot of times when you rehearse so much for a release. So it was an exciting thing, and it was, just getting together and doing it. It turned out great.
Well, everybody brings their own influences into the mix, so I imagine that's a pretty exciting thing you guys have when you get together. Let's check out a tune from this. I like all of the material, but let's check out Melvin Ryan's tune, Ryan Rhythm and Song. This is from Project Omaha. It's Bill Wimmer, Dave Stryker, Tony and Joey Galizia, Mark Luby, and Victor Lewis here on Jazz in the Afternoon. Project Omaha, and that's a tune by Mel Ryan. Ryan, Rhythm and Song, from a group led by Bill Wimmer. He's here in our studio with Joey Galizia, and the Project Omaha CD was issued nationally just yesterday. They've been Bill's been working on lining up all of the availability of the CD in the last couple months as far as being available on the internet and whatnot. It's a whole different world, isn't it, Bill?
It's a learning experience.
Well, we have a promoter out of the New York area who's helping to promote it to jazz radio across the country, so that's nice to...
He's doing mainly the press.
Doing the press, yeah.
What radio that's been done, I've kind of done myself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been hit and miss, but we've landed on... I guess I started telling you this earlier. They've been playing it on Bob Parlocha's show.
Right.
And that's, I think, the biggest syndicated show in the country. And it sort of fell into a rotation, it looked like, on his playlist for a month or so. And then this last week he came out. He has a list every month of 40 new jazz recordings that he picked. And we're actually on that list. So it was... I don't know. I couldn't get a hold of Tony at midnight, but I know he in Vail every year. The Clayton brothers are out there, you know, doing in the schools and doing the jazz festival. And I said, "Well, Tony, I hope you're sitting down." But I said, "You're on the list with the Clayton brothers." So it's a little surprising. The reaction's been very good, but and I sent him a CD and a post-it note.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. Well, it's a fantastic recording, and of course the other players on here, Victor Lewis on the drums. We've been talking a lot about Victor, and I was telling you guys during the tune here that we go into our library here, and there's so many sessions that Victor has done over the years. It's really incredible the number of people that he's worked with. It's really phenomenal. He's a great drummer. And Joey, you're doing the percussion with Victor. What's that like, that interplay with Victor?
It was definitely something that felt a little intimidating when I met with him at the hotel and we were, you know, walking down the hall getting ready for a rehearsal. I thought, I wonder how this is going to come off. I know that he's played with all the greatest people in
and
the world.
And you'd never played with him before?
Well, we had – actually, no. Tony and Victor started playing when they were very, very young. And one of Victor's earliest – gigs when they were high school guys. Might have been his first gig.
His first gig, yeah.
Was doing some things with Tony, and it was before I was starting to play the drums at that time, so that's a long time ago. And so those two have been friends for a long, long time. But it was actually my first time being a drummer to work with Victor. I had heard him many times and with some of the great people as he'd be traveling through. But yeah, I was thinking, gee, this is going to be it's either going to fly or it's going to tank,
and it
was really definitely a great experience working with him. He just was solid, and we gave each other a lot of space, and there was tons of call and response going on between Victor and I. We would work off of each other's ideas, and we were watching each other all night long too, just to kind of feed off of one another, and really got some great things, and could feel a tremendous friendship during the rehearsal and every one of those evenings and every tune that we played, we just really jived. It was a great experience.
Mm-hmm. And Dave Stryker, another Omaha favorite. Of course, he's been out in New York for a number of years, but he has, of course, his own recordings, many of which I can't remember the label that's on, a small
label.
He's
on Steeplechase?
Yeah, and then he's got the Stryker Slagle Band. So mm-hmm. Now your association with Dave goes back how far?
Well, once again, with the Galizia brothers, Dave was at Westside High School, I think, and just starting to get into playing jazz guitar, and came out to hear Tony and I, and Tony wrote out a arrangement or a lead sheet for him. I believe the tune was Watch What Happens. And Dave was just starting at that time and getting interested in jazz music. And we could tell this was a really, really talented kid. And he would come and sit in with us. And we would, you know, at that time in Omaha, there were jam sessions. And he'd always show up at jam sessions. And he would sponsor jam sessions at his house. And we'd get together and just start playing music. And you could tell he was going to definitely be a player. And he was one of the people that decided that it would be difficult to make a living in Omaha, and his first move was out to Los Angeles. And I remember going out and visiting with him, and he had some things happening there before he moved off to New York, and he's been very successful and still got one of those Omaha personalities that's just a regular down-to-earth guy and very, very fun to be around, and it's always great for us to reminisce about the great times we had in Omaha.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking earlier before the show about different live gigs that you guys are playing. Now, the group is not really together, but you're all doing your own kind of thing. And Bill, what are you going to be up to here in the next month or so?
I'm doing next weekend. I'm doing something, and I'll mention it because they're not a rival for in Lincoln for KZUM Radio, and KZUM doesn't have enough signal strength to make it to my house, let alone Omaha, so I hope you won't mind. It's not competition. But they're doing a Latin music thing that Joey's going to be off in Europe. He can't make. But doing that next week, and then just going to be focusing probably on those gigs in June.
Mm-hmm. The jazz in June?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's in Lincoln. And Joey, you're off to Europe tomorrow?
Yeah, I've been so fortunate in my career to be able to actually make a living as a musician in Omaha, Nebraska. But a lot of times it takes me to great places, and this will be my fourth trip, a yearly trip to Austria and Switzerland. It was a connection that my brother cemented probably about 8 years ago. There was a sister city in a place called Leck, Austria, to Beaver Creek, where Tony plays regularly. And they do kind of a cultural musical exchange once a year. They bring over some of the yodelers and such from the Alps, and they send over jazz musicians from the United States. And 4 years ago, I finally got asked to come along, and it'll be Tony and I and Roger Newman. And, we fly to Zurich, Switzerland, and go over to Austria and do some concerts there. And then we'll also go to a little town called St. Gallen, which is in Switzerland. And we have a couple of evenings there at a very nice restaurant that we'll be playing at. And it's like a story, a fairy tale book when you go to some of these places and see the beauty. And it's great to see the appreciation that people around the world have for jazz music, even more so than what we get right here in the United States, where the stuff was born, where it was, you know, conceived here in the United States. But around the world, people love jazz music, and they love to come in and hear live music, and we're looking forward to having a great time once again.
Yeah, and of course, it's Jazz Appreciation Month. The Smithsonian Institutes, they started that about 8 years ago to kind of focus attention for at least 1 month out of the year to the glories of jazz. And of course, this is one of the basic things here, promoting the local talent right here in your community on public radio. And we've been doing it for a long time, and of course, we'll continue doing it. This is the latest locally oriented project. It's by Bill Wimmer and Project Omaha with his good friends Dave Stryker, Tony Galizia, Joey Galizia, Mark Luby, and Victor Lewis. Guys, want to thank you again for coming in and sharing your thoughts about this new project, and all the best over the summer.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes open, because there will be some area gigs for this group coming up here in June, so there'll be some
excellent
fun things. So come and see us.
Well, we'll stay busy keeping those gigs posted on our jazz calendar and on our e-newsletter, the Jazz Journal. So, again, thanks for coming in. We're going to check out one more tune from the Project Omaha CD. Again, it's Bill Wimmer. And we're going to check out this Tony Williams tune that they did. It's Geo Rose from Project Omaha here on Jazz in the Afternoon.